From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump further extended his campaign narrative that the election process is rigged against him by refusing at Wednesday's final debate to say that he will accept the results of the November 8th vote. Debate moderator Chris Wallace, the anchor of Fox News Sunday, put the question to Trump on accepting the results.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Let me respond to that because that's horrifying.
Current lawmakers, including some Republicans, strongly criticized Trump's comments. You can see all of the debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. At least 8 workers were killed Thursday in a huge explosion set off by a blaze at a fireworks factory in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, according to police. At least 15 other people were wounded in that blast. South Korea's foreign ministry said Thursday that the government strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch. The North Korean foreign minister spokesman said it's a violation of UN Security Council resolution, regardless of its success or failure. The North test-fired a missile that immediately failed after launch early Thursday, according to the U.S. and South Korean militaries. Kurdish and Peshmerga forces edged toward Mosul from a nearby village of Narawan Thursday. Fighters say that their militants there are putting up a weak resistance. He says, "We didn't face resistance. They're retreating to Mosul and Syria." This is VOA News.